When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, September 23rd edition. Five-game slate on tap for your Monday action. Last week of baseball, folks. Last week of quick hits in baseball. It's almost over. What another long, glorious season of baseball in the books. Again, five-game slate on tap for you tonight. The totals on this slate: Phillies Nationals 9, Orioles Blue Jays 9.5, Red Sox Rays 8.5, Marlins Mets 8.5, Cardinals D-backs 9. It's going to be an interesting one. Some very ugly stuff out there. Weather-wise, wind blowing out to right field in New York between the Miami Marlins and the New York Mets, about 12 miles an hour to right field. So keep an eye on that. You got three pitchers over $9,000. There's one I'll be targeting. Not sure if I'll get to him because I want some bats tonight, but I'll be targeting Patrick Corbin, $11,800 at home against the Philadelphia Phillies. Corbin's averaging 22 points per start in three starts against the Fightin' Phils. Coming off a 34-pointer at St. Louis, he's been outstanding this year, as you'd expect from Mr. Patrick Corbin. And he faces a Phillies team that's pretty much got nothing left to play for this season. They strike out 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Corbin's a -185 home favorite in this matchup, 28% K rate of his own to go with a 47% ground ball rate. So lots to like in that one. Other than that, you have the Phillies with a team total of 3.79, lefties 246, righties 314 versus Corbin. So you can have some fun with Patty Corbin in that one. You know, they have Blake Snell here at 2-3. Just be careful unless there's information. If there's information that Snell is going to get his normal workload, that's fine. But they said it's going to be similar to maybe a little more than last time out. He only threw 26 pitches. He was outstanding. But at 10-3, I don't see him going long enough to make this count. So keep an eye on that one. It's Patrick Corbin for me. I'll pass on Caleb Smith right now, as he's a little worn down after a nice season. If you drop down below the 9K and above range, you got Alex Young at 85 at home against St. Louis. St. Louis coming off a playoff clinching victory in Wrigley Field. Partied on the plane all night long to the desert. So keep that one in mind. Maybe they'll put out a half-ass lineup or something. Get a value on Alex Young. If not, Adam Wainwright, he didn't get to party. He had to get ready to take the bump today. He's $8,100. He's put up a 30-pointer against Arizona this season, coming off of a 20.4, 18.5, 19.6, 19.4, four straight outstanding starts, and overall having a pretty good season for Adam Wainwright, as you have the D-backs that strike out 21% of the time versus versus righties, and they have a lefties 351, righties 290 versus Wainwright. Arizona 4.3 team total, but only a 307 wOBA and a 168 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So nice little interesting matchup there for Wainwright that could come into play at 8,100. Another one, Steven Matt, 76. I don't mind him at all tonight. He's faced the Marlins three times this year, averaging 16 points per start. He's been great at home this year, a 1.95 home ERA compared to 6.62 on the road. Definitely something to keep an eye on there. Recent home starts, 26.7 against Arizona, 10.8 against Philly, 21.7 against Atlanta, 26 against Cleveland, 24 against Miami. Been pitching phenomenal at home. Wind's blowing out to right, not left, which is always good when you have a lefty on the mound. The Marlins strike out 24.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Matz is a -190 home favorite in this matchup with a 22% K rate, 46% ground ball rate of his own. Miami's got a 3.5 team total. It's the second lowest on the slate. And the Marlins have a 301 wOBA and a 149 ISO. That is bad versus left-handed pitching. So Steven Matz, 76, like it a lot. if you need to get weird, and I mean really weird, you can look at Zach Eflin versus the Washington Nationals. He's faced the Nats three times this year. He's averaging 25 points per start against the Nats. Since coming back to the rotation after he made some pitch mix changes, 23-6, 14-7, 15-7, 17-4, 13-3. He's looked really good since changing things around and getting some of that stuff fixed. So Zach Eflin at 68 is an option as a punt if you need him to get some bats. It's scary because it's the Nats and they got that, you know, hashtag natitude. But when it comes to punts on this slate, there aren't many. And Eflin can ring the bell on that one. He's really upped his slider usage of late and can give you something to take a peek at and maybe find and enjoy. So recapping your pitching up top, it's Patrick Corbin all by himself. In the mid-tier range, Matts, Wainwright, Young. Down below, Zach Eflin all by himself. So you can make some interesting lineups, like a Matts Eflin lineup. Get a lot of bats. See how it goes. Talking about bats, let's get into it. When you got the catcher's position, JT Romito, GPP only. Christian Vasquez, GPP only. But Pedro Severino, $3,800 for Clay Buchholz. Cletus has gotten hit around against Baltimore. His last start out for minus 4 points. They got him good. Severino is in play for you tonight. I'd love to see Yadi Molina take the lineup tonight at 3,700 versus the lefty Young. That would be phenomenal. I'm just not sure if he'll get there, but he might get the day off, I'm guessing, but we'll see. Yadi's a really good play. If you're not using Matts, Jorge Alfaro's in play for you as well. And then other than that, the Rays are interesting because Chacin's opening and then a long reliever behind him who's not very talented either. So you have some options here with the Rays, but check the lineups as it's going to be pretty murky on a five-game slate. First base, though, you got Big Meat Pete Alonso, $4,800, great price tag versus Caleb Smith. Paul Goldschmidt's in a great spot, returning to the desert narrative against Alex Young. Goldschmidt's returning to the desert, going to the playoffs. It's going to be fun talking about that one. $4,500 for Pauly Goldschmidt. G-Man Choi, interesting GPP play. Like I said, Chacin, and then the follow-up behind him. Choi's averaging 9.5 over his last 10. I'd probably rather get to Goldschmidt, but it is interesting. So is Nate Lowe at 4,100. When you get to 4K and below, you got Ronel Nunez at 4K versus Baltimore. Not horrible, but not great. Justin Smoke versus the Shepherd of Baltimore at 38 is definitely on the radar as a punt option if you need to get down here. Other than that, though, not pretty. Not pretty all. Maybe a Jake Lamb at 32 if you want to get super contrarian. But I really hope I don't have to get there tonight. Second base, you got Tommy Edman at 51. That's not bad. But Kevin Biggio against Shepherd at 5K is a very solid play. And so is Johnny Villar at 49 versus Buchholz. Very, very solid look for those two guys in that matchup. When you look at these two, you got Toronto, the 5.15 team total. That's second highest on the slate. Lefty's 336, righty's 374 versus Shepherd. And when you look at Baltimore, 4.35 team total. Lefty's 342. Righty's 390 versus Cletus. The Baltimore-Toronto game has the highest team game total on the slate. I got no problem stacking that one up. You got Biggio, you got VR right there. Both really solid plays at their price points. A few more to get to down here. Like Eduardo Escobar at 46 is an upside play versus Waino. Wilmer Flores isn't bad. Starlin Castro, $3,900 for Steven Matz. He's one of the only bright spots in this Marlins lineup right now. Hitting 308, averaging 9 points over his last 10, 12, 9, 24, 26 over his last 4. He's not a bad value against Steven Matz at 39 if you're not using Matz. If you are, a guy right next to him is Hanser Alberto at 38. You can look to him if you'd like. We prefer him versus lefties, but he's in play. Joey Wendell at 35 is a very good value versus Chacin and the rest of that bullpen game you're going to get there. So a couple nice options for you at second base. Third base position, you got Anthony Rendon, who's very much in play almost every day. Yeah, Rafael Devers is interesting, especially if we find out who's coming in after Snell. If it's like a righty that Devers can attack, could make things very nice. Eduardo Escobar, not too shabby himself. But you slide on down. Guys like J.D. Davis, power bat versus Caleb Smith. Davis went deep on Sunday, first home run in quite a while, though, but still hitting 302 with 20 jacks on the year. $4,100 is a nice value. Mentioned Nunez. Vladito's only 4K versus Shepherd. Still hitting 273. Hasn't had a home run in over 10 days. He's hitting the ball hard still, so the big game will come eventually. Not bad at 4K. Starting Castro at 39 is very, very solid. Like we talked about, Wendell at 35 as well. Other than that, not too much standing out. You know, like Jake Lamb, like I mentioned, I'd rather not get there if I don't have to. Shortstop, you got Trey Turner at 53, which is solid, but Johnny VR at 49 I like a lot. You got the X-Man, Xander Bogaerts, Paul DeJong, both interesting plays. Not must plays, but interesting plays in their matchups. I don't mind a Willie Adames punt at 4,100. Ahmed Rosario at 4K is another nice value. And if you're not using Patrick Corbin, we know Gene Segura loves hitting lefties. You can look at him at 39. He's in a funk right now, so be careful. But he's in play. I'd probably rather at that price point just pay for Rosario or Adames. Or drop down to Miguel Rojas versus Mats at 36. Nick Ahmed at 36. A couple value options at the shortstop position for you. Heading to the outfield, Austin Meadows is a great play at 5,500 facing Chacin. And then the starter, the opener, let me get you the opener's name. I want to butcher that one. Mike Schawarin. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's Shaw, A-R-Y-N. Schawarin. I apologize for that one right now. But he's, you know, played this opener game. Minus, he's given up two runs in two-thirds of an inning, two runs in an inning, two-thirds, none in two innings, one in two-thirds of an inning, one in two, eight in an inning and a third. He's not very good. 8.24 ERA, guys. Like, you can attack him with the Rays. Meadows, really good play tonight. Really, really good. Juan Soto at 51, not too shabby himself. Mookie Betts, he's battling off and on with a nagging injury, so keep an eye on that one. But like Jeff McNeil, maybe. Tommy Pham at 47, I don't mind. Lourdes Gurriel, love the Jays tonight. Gurriel at 46, very intriguing in this one since he's returned. Two homers in his last 10 games. Not hitting for average, but doing the Lourdes Gurriel thing. I think Marcelo Zuna, depending on if he's playing, is a very nice look here at 4,500 versus Alex Young. But Randall Grichuk at 43, love that price point in that matchup for Shepard. Could see him find the Ding Dong City. Anthony Santander at 42 is a great price point as well. Mentioned J.D. Davis at 41 already. If Jerod Dyson's leading off for Arizona at 41, you can look there. But, man, he's only hitting a .105 over his last 10. A lot of guys that are struggling are on tonight's slate. It's really picking your poisons. But Austin Hayes of Baltimore, nice $4,000 outfielder versus Clay Buchholz. He's hitting .323 over his last 10 with two Jimmy Jacks. You got Teoscar Hernandez down here as a nice option as well. When you drop below 4K now, you could look at a Kevin Kiermaier, a Harrison Bader at 37, has some upside for you. Other than that, you're going to want to check lineups because there will, like Josh Rojas at 35, maybe an option versus Waino. Austin Dean versus Mats at 33 could come into play. DJ Stewart versus Buchholz at 32. You'll have a few guys down here, but most of it's in your mid-3 to mid-4 range for your outfield position. All right, recapping your pitching real quick. Corbin up top, all by himself. In the middle, Mats, Wainwright, Young, down below, Eflin as a punt option. All right, when you're talking about stacks, you could look at Washington versus Eflin. I don't hate it. Eflin's just been better of late, but I don't hate it at all. I love Tampa versus the Boston situation, and then Baltimore-Toronto, really going in heavy on those two. I think that's the way I'll be deviating on tonight's slate. Arizona maybe comes into play, but we'll have to wait and see how the lineups look on that one. So for now, it's pretty much Tampa, Baltimore, Toronto is where I'll be focusing my attention tonight. BVP, Gerardo Parra, 4-for-7 with a double and a homer off of Zach Eflin. Kurt Suzuki, 3-for-8 with a homer. Juan Soto, 5-for-12 with a double. They're hitting .308 as a team versus Eflin, but 369 Woba, 162 ISO. Jose Perella, 6-for-12, 4 doubles off of Patrick Corbin. Cesar Hernandez, 5-for-10 with a double. Segura, 7-for-16, 2 doubles. Some minimal options in that one. Kevin Biggio and Randall Grichuk have both taken Chandler Shepard deep. That is good to see. Austin Hayes, 2-for-2 with 2 doubles off Cletus. Santander, VR, both taking Cletus deep. Good stuff there. I really like that game. Really, really do. Sandy Leone, 6-for-13 off of Blake Snell. Mookie Betts, 7-for-23, 2 doubles and a homer. Again, I just don't know how long Blake Snell's going, so be careful on that one. Jorge Alfaro, 4-for-9. Prado, 6-for-15. Starling Castro, 6-for-20. A double and a homer off of Mats. That's about it. That will do it for Quick Hits. Quickie, just like we said, on a 5-game slate, not too much to talk about this time of the year. We'll have a bigger like 12 or 13-game slate for you on Tuesday. Recording the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast for you tonight to preview this week's PGA DFS action. We'll have much, much more coming throughout the week. Everybody had a great weekend. Francesco crushed it with the Italia Serie A bets. Lots of great content podcast-wise, content in the Slack chat. The Slack chat is always a great place to be if you want to check out some awesome guys breaking things down on the daily. So come check that out. If you need an invitation, just hit me up on Twitter or hit up at FantasyDegens on Twitter, and they'll get you in there. But for now, if you give a rating and review on iTunes, I'd appreciate it. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, September 23rd edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.